This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Care. Patient first name is Jacqueline, Jacqueline. Last name is Smith, Smith. Date of birth is 2/27/1938. And date of evaluation is 3/1/2023. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, comma, history of depression, and to review efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is 85 years old, female. Who was admitted here for subacute rehabilitation. Post, she had a fall. Period. Patient also had a history of herpes zoster. History of osteoarthritis and dementia. Patient was previously seen at Mary Crest Manor by our service. Here I had last seen her on November 21st, 2017. Patient has a history of depression and has been taking Cymbalta 30 milligram twice a day and Remeron 15 milligram at bedtime. Patient's daughter-in-law was also present in the room. Patient's appetite has significantly decreased. She also has hiatal hernia. During my evaluation, patient was pleasant. She has a sense of humor. She did not report any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, her crying spells, no thoughts of harm to self or others, but she acknowledged some feelings of helplessness. She recognizes that she gets forgetful. She stated that she wants to say something, but, quote, the words don't come out, unquote. Patient reports that her husband died 7 years ago and it's been hard for her since then. Reports they're married for 58 years. Patient has three children. Reports that her one son disowned the rest of the family due to some financial issues. Patient's chart indicates history of hallucinations, but denied any paranoia, delusions, or hallucinations during my evaluation. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergy, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history. Prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, social history, education, grade 12. Next paragraph, current occupation, a bank worker, retired. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, widowed. Widow, number of children, three daughters and one son. Prior legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Prior incarceration, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test reviewed and or collateral informant review, interviewed, check chart review, check nursing, social work. next paragraph, review history and habits, come and see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Please also bring forward a medical history from previous evaluation. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, present, and has sense of humor, motor movements, weakness, gait lying in bed, gait sitting in bed, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought process, periods of confusion, thought content, no abnormal thoughts, perceptual disturbances, none noted, level of consciousness alert. Next paragraph, oriented to person. And place, period patient thought is March 1, 2034. Memory recent impaired. Patient could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, fair, language normal, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited. MSC comments, appetite disturbance and sleep disturbance. Next paragraph, under medications, Remeron 15 milligram at bedtime. Number two, duloxetine 30 milligram twice a day. And number three, rivastigmine 1.5 milligram twice a day. Under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, single episode, or major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1, plans continue Cymbalta and mirtazapine as prescribed. May benefit from seeing seniors wellness group psychologist. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, comma, psychotic disturbance, comma, mood disturbance, and anxiety. F03.90 plans. Staff should anticipate patients' needs, encourage adequate hydration, and assist her with feeding. Peer may use finger foods like sandwiches to increase patients' oral intake. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. Oh no, before that, disposition. Under disposition, check, notify service of any changes in mood, behavior, or with any new concerns. Check, patient will continue to be seen or monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis. Check common side effects of NRI, and check Remeron, and check anticholinesterase inhibitor. This is the end of dictation of Jacqueline Smith. Thank you.